Obviously, over the past few years, we've seen the uptick in violence along the southwest border, especially in Mexico. We have put a lot more resources into the enforcement of the firearms laws along that area, as well as ICE. And we had an MOU with Customs when they were part of the Treasury Department back in 1978. And obviously in 2003, when ICE was formed and ATF became a part of the Justice Department, it was time to update that MOU. And that's what we did on June 30th, finalized that MOU to help make it easier for us to share information together and also work more closely together on the violence along the border.
And does this change your relationship with ICE, or does it restructure anything about your duties or responsibilities?
No, I think everything is really the same. It just formalized our partnership. Throughout this time, we've been working very closely with ICE, but obviously with more and more resources going there, it was better to get something out on paper so that we can, you know, have a more defined road for each of us on how we're going to be conducting investigations jointly.
And what's the main problem? It's guns being smuggled from the United States into Mexico, or the other way around? What is it you're really trying to focus on?
Well, ATF's focus is obviously on firearms trafficking. The majority of our work that we do here in the agency is firearms related. We know that a large number of firearms are getting into Mexico and being used by the drug traffickers there. So we've put a lot of effort into how the guns are getting into Mexico, focusing on the individuals that are taking advantage of the firearms laws and trafficking those weapons into Mexico. And we use our expertise in firearms, coupled with the ICE's expertise along the border and the port of entry and illegal aliens, and obviously together we can do a lot more than we can do individually.
Mr. McMahon, are you looking at where the guns are coming from in the United States? We're assuming that they're coming from the United States, but are you looking at how the guns are being amassed to bring across the border?
Absolutely. That's what we do every day. We analyze the information we get from Mexico on the guns that they're recovering there. We also work with our industry partners in the U.S., the gun dealers themselves, see if we see any trends of firearms that might be heading to Mexico, and we'll focus a lot of our resources on that problem right there.
Have you reached any conclusions about that?
Yeah, we did. We have. We found that the guns that are being recovered in Mexico are coming really from all over the United States, but the majority are coming from right along the southwest border, Texas, Arizona, California, New Mexico. And then even a higher percentage of those are coming from the South Texas area. So that's why we've actually deployed a lot more resources into that area.
We're talking with William McMahon. He's Deputy Assistant Director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. And how does this work operationally? Do you have daily meetings between the two agencies? How do you work together day by day?
Sure. At the field level, there's lots of contact, obviously, there. At the headquarters level, there was obviously a lot of contact when we were putting this MOU together. But it's really the agents on the ground, the boots on the ground that are working together, either on joint operations or when ATF has an investigation that we know that the firearms are leading to Mexico, we'll contact ICE so that we can work more closely together, and then vice versa. If ICE has some information that there's a group of individuals moving firearms across the border, they'll contact us, and we can work together from both ends. We can work the interior part, and then ICE will work the border part.
And who does the prosecutions? I mean, if you do find somebody that's, you know, in the arms trade, what do you do with them?
Well, we'll take it to the U.S. attorney. We'll work these cases together, and then the U.S. attorney will be the deciding factor of what charges will be made based on the evidence. We also work with the state prosecutors a number of occasions as well, depending on the type of violation we uncover.
Has there been anything so far?
Oh, there's been tremendous. Over the past 3 years, I think we've arrested over 1,500 individuals for trafficking firearms into Mexico. Those individuals were probably responsible for about 12,000 firearms, either getting into Mexico or attempting to get into Mexico. So there's been some great success. We've put a lot of resources down along the border over the past 3 years. We've actually doubled our agent population and almost tripled our investigator population. Those are the investigators that actually go in and review the licensed dealers along the border.
And if you were to look forward a year from now, say, when the agreement has been in place for a year, what's your measure of success? What metric are you using to say, hey, this was a good idea?
Yeah, obviously the same metrics that we're doing, based on case prosecution, seizures, and then also the number of firearms that are getting being recovered in Mexico. So those are the measurements that we're using. Obviously, when we're working more closely with another agency, especially the size of ICE, we can just double our resources and make better use of those resources.
And then, Mr. McMahon, do you have checks going into Mexico now? Are there ways that that customs agents can stop people exiting the United States? Is that something that's been instituted?
Well, that's something that ICE has worked on. I know they've done a lot more outbound inspections as opposed to the inbound inspections. CBP and Border Patrol are working on those. So again, I think that partnership that we have is when they make a seizure along the border of firearms, they can get in contact with us, and then we can tie that into where those guns are coming from and take the whole chain down, the trafficker, the purchaser, the people straw purchasing the firearms, that sort of thing.